This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Attorneys general in several states are expanding investigations into allegations of price fixing and bid rigging in the insurance industry. Since New York's Elliot Spitzer filed a lawsuit against the insurance firm Marsh & McLellan last week, officials in California and Connecticut have announced state probes of their own into a lengthening list of insurance providers. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, which are the companies that they're looking at?
The list seems to expand every day, and it now includes all types of insurance providers, from life, car, and health insurance. The companies that have received phone calls and sometimes subpoenas include MetLife and AIG and the Hartford Financial Services Group and ING.
So what is it that they're accused of doing or being investigated for anyway?
Insurance brokers get incentive fees or commissions when they find new customers for insurance companies. The broker is supposed to shop around to find the best price for the customer and take bids from different companies. What state regulators say has been happening is the brokers have gotten kickbacks to steer business to particular companies, even though that company may not be offering the cheapest premium. And in some cases, there were allegedly fictitious bids placed to make it look like there was an actual auction to find the best price, when in fact, the fix was already in. Jim Cox is a professor of corporate and securities law at Duke University. He says these investigations are long overdue, especially given the publicity in the last couple of years over similar kickbacks for stock and mutual fund brokers.
Now we see the same thing happening in insurance companies. So this whole question of incentives of brokers, supposedly independent parties who are representing their customers' best interests, are now in the forefront, and we're finding that they're just riddled with corruption.
John, are the state regulators talking about reforms in the industry? I mean, they haven't finished the investigations yet, but are they at the reform?
They are already talking about reforms. The California Attorney General today announces a new regulation that would require full disclosure of the fees that brokers get to steer business to insurance providers. Presumably, that would allow insurance buyers to shop around for the cheapest broker. We'll also probably see some tougher bans on bid rigging and a tighter scrutiny of the bidding process to make sure that there is really competition.
Have you seen any impact yet for the insurance companies, financially speaking?
So far, only the stock prices for the companies have been affected. The stock value of Marsh & McLennan has dropped by almost a half since last week. That's hurt the pension plan for the company's 60,000 employees. Other companies are seeing their stock prices drop around 10% or so. Later today on Marketplace, our campaign coverage called Ballot Bucks continues with an examination of the presidential proposals to fix Social Security.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Marketplace from American Public Media.